Here Long comes Talk the radio. Bumper music. You know, it's pretty pathetic when I don't have a single little eighth inch to quarter inch adapter to provide the proper audio into my, well, I would show you, but yeah, that board there. I'm going to take a sip of Gatorade Zero and come right back, and hopefully Mr. Captain Kurt will I don't see him yet. Hey, there he is.
There's Give me Kurt. A minute, and then I'll call in. Somebody's at the door who I really need to give something to. I got his mail, so let me do that.
If it's not racing news, it's not news. Call me right back.
Okay.
Kurt for you. So yeah, we'll figure out the Captain Kurt thing in just a second here. My God, the side by side live, and I'm going to check on this YouTube thing that. So much for my amateur live deal. So we're going to go back to the news on the Foglana. You know, what was usually Wetlana or called Hotlana was anything but, and I gotta take my hat off to the Fox Sports crew. They had their work cut out Saturday, which was the big doubleheader. I mean, I don't even know how they managed to cover. You got four corners of a racetrack, and at Atlanta, you got the quad track, which includes a lot more than just trying to figure this out. All right. But they have the quad oval, which to me is like what, 5, 6? Don't know what that was. 5, 6 corners of a racetrack, and those guys having problems with the audio board here.
Don't know what that was. 5, 6 corners of a racetrack. And those guys having problems with the audio board here.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to figure out something on the audio feed here.
Are you on right now? I'm in my room, so.
Yeah, I am. Somehow or another, I got a double feed on the, that's what I get for doing, Facebook Live. And, YouTube Live. We are Nucleus. We're kind of like, what's that show you guys watch? Big Bang?
What, Big, yeah.
So, yeah, we are experimental. And, no, it's just, kind of finishing up on the fog Lana. Remember every year when Atlanta had two races?
Yeah.
Now they only have one, and they tried to call it Hot Lana.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up calling it Wet Lana. Seemed like everything was rained out down there.
During the Super Bowl, during the Super Bowl, it's 38 degrees. People in Atlanta were wearing parkas bigger than we wear when it's 10 below. And it's kind of like, I know Atlanta's got warmer winters than we do by far, but I'm just going, you know, it's gotten cold down there. They get a little bit of snow every year.
Hey, where did we transfer to? Miami?
Yeah, Atlanta.
It was Atlanta.
Yeah.
Our dumbass didn't realize that there was actually smoking rooms in the airport.
Yeah.
So we went all the way outside.
Yeah, you know what kind of flipped me out, though, coming back, stopping in Atlanta? You know, you'd figure this was the South. Cigarettes were about $13. And I know airports are expensive, but I'm just thinking, whoa, we're in Atlanta, you know, this is the South, but somebody even told me That one time they were in Alabama, and I forgot the name of the town he told me it was. He paid about $10 in like 1999 for a pack of cigarettes, and he just said, yeah, this is Alabama. You would think that they'd be a little bit cheaper, but he just said, nope.
And they're all military guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, where are we at here? Swear to God, I'm about to put my fist. All right, Xfinity. At the end, it was last year's dominant, Christopher Bell. You heard his name, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so he didn't get the championship, but he made it through the fog. He won the race. Bell won the first race of the doubleheader day at, and Brandon Jones, who won at Daytona, had another good day, took second. Justin Allgaier, you recognize that name?
Yes, I do.
All right. And then Tyler Reddick, who moved over to Childress in the Busch car after leaving Junior Motorsports. Seems to be right where he left off.
Mm-hmm.
From 2018, finishing top five. Hey, you ever heard of Colt Custer?
Heard that name.
I'm going to say number one this year. Either that or he's going to bail on the Xfinity Series and take over a ride somewhere, someplace. You know that he's the junior driver at Stuart Haas. He should have been the guy that stepped into that number 41 when Kurt Busch decided to step out. I mean, call me a dickhead, call me whatever. I think that Cole Custer should have been stepped up to the Cup Series. That's my point to make.
You know, any time he wins, I wish that they would give him a pie.
You know that he had a bunch of second place and like only one. All right, folks. Here we are, and we're talking to ourselves. I'm going to put the number up again, 917-889-2053.
I got that number on a wall.
Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to? You know, I'm not even sure how long I'm allowed to stay on Facebook Live. Can I, let's see. All right. My YouTube Live is still live. Curtis, who can we turn to? Captain Curtis, who can we turn to? Let's see. I gotta go back to the top. And all right. 917-889-2053. 8673 Michael Huseman, Jesus frickin' Christ. Call in and give us some crap. But yeah, you know, Christopher Bell came out of the gate. He won the Xfinity Series. Denny Hamlin somehow or another is the actual points leader by like 1 point. And you know that let's hear you say his name.
Badetto?
Say it again. Say it the right way.
Badetto. That's what I say.
Matt Badetto. You know, it's like I've been holding back on this. I have. You know that initials show they do on our major network sports station?
I believe so.
I would be the worst at that show. I really, really, really would. Because if they said the letters are A-J, I would say, boy! Or if they said J-R, I'd be like, Johnson! It'd be like, AJ Foyt, Junior Johnson, Dale Jr. You know, something like that. I would not be able to get it out of my head that JR means junior or AJ means Foyt, even though Foyt has no A or J in it. I don't know. You know that movie we were talking about the other day, In the Army Now?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, you're like, I need you to sing me a song. Rescue me. I need you in my arms. Rescue me. And I don't know the rest of the words, but please rescue me. You know the rest of the words?
No. I can't. No. Yeah, I really can't at the moment.
Well, you're lucky, because I'm running out of material here.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, it's because I'm not reading the teleprompter. All right. So, yeah. I was on the Jeffrey Earnhardt subject. Why is he leading so many laps all of a sudden? Why is he in third place all of a sudden? Why is he... you know who he is?
I don't think I've heard of Jeffrey Earnhardt.
He's Kelly Earnhardt's kid.
Oh, that's right. That's right. How old is he?
Well, you got me. You stumped me. And he, you know, he's looking competitive in the Xfinity series. You know? And, you know how Kerry Earnhardt was only famous for the name?
Yeah, his career... Feel kind of bad for him because, you know, it was, yeah, basically he didn't do anything. I always felt kind of bad for him. It's kind of like, you know, the name, and that was about it.
Yeah, and after Master Earnhardt, Big E died, they included Kerry Earnhardt in the movie. Yeah, I don't want to go too far into it, but he was brought into the movie as a child that hadn't seen his dad for years and years and years and years. And, you know, he's not actually a brother of Dale Jr. And he wasn't the son of Teresa.
Yeah.
But hey, why bring it up? But yeah, Jeffrey Earnhardt, he's looking like he has no desire to be a backmarker in 2019, he was up front. He finished seventh at Atlanta. I kind of have my eyes on him. Just like Ross Chastain.
Yeah. Where did he finish in Atlanta?
Horrible.
Yeah.
As far as... I'm sorry, I'm backwards on that one. De Benedetto finished 26th in the Cup Series, but Chastain, I'm scrolling. I believe he is top 10. But yeah, Jeffrey Earnhardt, Daytona, and then Atlanta. I think he finished top 10 both. Also, regardless of where Ross Chastain had to go and scramble, it's obviously producing results.
Yeah, it's still early, but if you're competitive after you've been competitive in Daytona, you're off to a nice little start, because we know that I call it the Daytona curse, where you do really good and everybody's talking about you, and then all of a sudden after that, not a lot. And then, if he's competitive throughout like the first month, he's really going to get some people talking.
And where I go with that is that, when you look at Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, last year's Big Three, and then you look at Logano, you look at, Keselowski won the last one.
Yep.
It's good to get those wins out of the way. So, that come September, going into the chase, you don't have to. You can experiment.
Yeah.
You can play with tire strategy. You can play with the, what do you want to say? I mean, you go into the final races going into the chase. I got to check something here. Damn it. So you got to go into that September. It's almost like being okay is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as, if you win in February, if you win in March, if you win in April, who cares what you do before September?
Yeah.
You go into the final 16. Who gives a rat's ass? So, yeah, it's almost like conference play. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
As long as you beat out the big guys, one race, you win, you're in.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I like it. All right, let's, speaking of which, Gander Truck Series. How many names have the Truck Series had?
A few.
Craftsman Truck Series? Captain World Outdoors. Now it's the Gander Gander Outdoor World Trucks. Unless they're building me a cabin, I don't give a rat's ass. It's a whole new Gander Cabin. Speedway Anywhere. It could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are they even in Minnesota anymore?
Who?
Gander Mountain.
Well, if they're not, they need to be the new Speedway Anywhere sponsor.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Gander Trucks, Gander Outdoor Series, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's not the old Bush Series, but once again, they got bushwhacked. Kyle Busch won the race. That was the second of the double header at Atlanta. Foglanta. Everyone's bragging about how he got his 52nd win in the truck series. You know, one more than Ron Hornaday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hmm.
So he took the top spot. And then, of course, the following day, he made his 500th start in the Cup Series. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Kurt, we are not supposed to be biased. But hey, I mean, you gotta be a little bit of like, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, it's, what I don't like about it now, I don't believe that the truck series is necessarily a stepping stone to, for the Cup series. Obviously, a lot of people could use it that way, but it's almost like, let these other names get in there. Let them, you know, get on the big speedways, get that experience in, and even when the truck series back when, you know, you would hear Ron Hornaday's name, and in the Bush series, it would be, you know, you would hear a guy like Randy LaJoy who would get up there and go, hey, I'm enjoying this. I don't need, and Randy, hell, there were people that knew Randy LaJoy's name many times more than they knew Jimmy Johnson when Johnson was starting to take off. And that's what I always liked about the lower divisions. And then you would see them. And then when you see them big names in the lower divisions all of a sudden get into the Cup Series, it is really cool to see that, you know. And it's almost like, too, when the Cup drivers go to the lower series, there's no pressure on them. That's what I don't like about it.
You know, me and you are on the same and opposite sides. You know, Jimmy Johnson was part of that California side
mm-hmm.
of the ASA series.
Right.
We got to see him throw a big old ass crowbar down pit road at the state fairgrounds because he was mad at another driver.
Yeah.
And then he stepped through the pussy clone Hendrick door where he had to become Terry Labonte and Jeff Gordon and all of a sudden become Mr. Nice Guy.
I think though one of my favorite clips I ever saw, and it didn't get physical or anything, but Ricky Rudd just is ripping on Earnhardt, and it's probably 30 years old, but and he's not swearing or anything. He's just looking right at the reporter, and I forgot what. He hit me. That's all it is, and it's one of my favorite clips. And you know, yeah. Never saw him throw a crowbar, though.
You know, one thing that sticks out in my mind about Ricky Rudd in that number 10 owner-operator car with the Tide sponsorship.
Yeah.
He literally had burn marks, circles, blisters. He won at Martinsville.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was like 1989?
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is just, that's hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember his crew chief saying something to the effect of, you know, I want a guy that will never give up.
Yeah.
I will take no paycheck versus, you know, it was just like, my God. But yeah, Ricky Rudd, one of the hottest days of the frickin' year in Virginia. And literally had DNA burnt into the seat pad. That, oh my God.
Yep, and how was he as a truck driver? Because I believe he did do some trucks, didn't he?
He played with it.
Yeah.
All right. I know there's something that I wanted to get to. All right. The big akadakadakadak. Actually, I was going to make fun of Common Man. But yeah, Kyle Busch, he won the truck race. Second went to Sauter. Here's one for you, Kurt. Second went to Sauter. Lost what was his ride to Brett Moffitt.
Yeah.
Last year's champion. For F's sake. The number 98. And then Grant Enfinger finished in between in third. But who's this Ben Rhodes guy?
Hmm.
I mean, Rowads. I know it's Rhodes.
Yep.
Maybe even when your last name is Rhodes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spelled R-H-O-D-E-S. It's not R-O-A-D-S.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he hasn't sucked the last couple of weeks. But, we'll see. Everyone's headed out to Vegas. I'm not sure. You would think that Quentin, everyone knows where these cars and trucks are going. But, West King Swing.
I wonder if they're really paying attention to the weather forecast, because that part of the country's had some snow, and last week it snowed twice right in Vegas, and I believe each day they got about an inch of snow. So, you know,
hey,
last
Captain?
Year. Yeah.
Hey, Captain?
Yeah.
I tried really hard last 2 days to get on KFAN to bring up our whole thing about the face plows.
No.
But everyone's too busy about the NHL, the trades, the...
Yep.
You know, I love Carly Zucker. Jason Zucker. I don't know. You think he's a good-looking guy? I don't know. But if he ends up somewhere else, we might have a Speedway Anywhere show on the major local market. I'm not. No, I don't want. You know, Carly, beautiful girl. But, it could happen. All right. Let's keep going here, because we just switched to NHL, and I didn't mean to. Let's not forget the Warrior, Ross Chastain.
No.
He's been racing every freaking division and placing at least the top 15. And he's the one that was supposed to be in that coveted number 42 that the FBI took. I think also that Harrison Burton, I know, I'm just going to skate by it. I think also that Harrison Burton, as well as Todd Gilliland, Well, I have something to say. When the 2019 season comes to a finish, it's going to take a little bit of work. But so, Cup runs at Vegas, as well as the Xfinity Series. The K&N West, by the way, the Dirt Series. You know who our buddy is on the dirt track at Vegas.
Yep.
Mr. MJ Huseman.
Yep.
And then Gander Trucks Friday, and then Xfinity Saturday, and then Vegas, and is it time for pace plows?
I got to bring this up real quick. Something about Mr. Michael down there. He'll probably get back to you about this, but did he
He's
say Columbia
in
Columbia, Mississippi?
Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay, because I know that Mississippi, I don't know if they said Columbus or Columbia, but I believe that they had a tornado this week, and you mentioning, and suddenly we got on the weather kick, so he'll probably get back to you about that, so I don't mean to change the topic again, but.
Honestly, you should friend him. Because there was a message I got that marked him as safe.
Oh.
Yes. Hmm. It's Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, I'm sure Michael would love to hear from you. I'll send you a link to his page. And,
Wow.
We're talking about a guy that was just up here by St. Cloud.
Yeah.
I consider him a friend. I consider him a tight friend. And Mr. MJ Huseman, if you're listening, hey, give it. All right. I want to wrap up the show a bit, but I'm not really ready to. NHRA, Arizona Nationals, top bill, Billy Torrance, Steve Torrance's dad. Funny car, Matt Hagen. I'm kind of disappointed in the fact that the only big guy on the block, popular guy, was Jed Jr. Jed Jr. Coughlin. So, I don't know that the NHRA has a real identity. Going into 2019.
Hmm.
What do you think? I mean, Jags Jr., Pro Stock, Funny Car, Matt Hagen, Top Bill, Billy Torrance, Steve Torrance took the what? The last five or six finals in Top Bill. Now, who's our boy going into, stock car racing? I mean, just, and then Courtney decided she's going home. She can go have babies with Graham Rahal.
Wait a minute. Is she married to Graham Rahal?
What part of 2017 to... Yeah.
I never heard anybody bring it up.
You heard me bring it up.
I gotta admit, that's one wedding where I'm wondering. I would have actually found it interesting to listen to the two fathers talk.
I wasn't invited.
Neither was I. And you know, because, of course, we all know Courtney's dad. By the way, I think I would rather hang out with Courtney's dad than Graham's dad.
What's his name?
Bobby Rahal. He had a decent little career,
Courtney's
I got to admit.
Dad's name is Bobby?
Oh, that's her father-in-law's name. Oh, man. How's he doing? How's he starting out the year, though? Is it just more about retirement talk? And
he probably needs a hair replacement.
Yeah. yep, but and the cat agrees with you, so can you hear her?
You know, she does a lot better at stripping paint off the wall than I do. All right. You know, we had a conversation and I'm trying to remember what it was actually about. We're talking about
Courtney.
Well, there was Courtney. There was... Oh, cheese and rice. Maybe it was something about Gibson guitars. I don't...
Sorry, people.
Damn it.
Yep, but, I was thinking last night, because you know on how they're playing the old Geico commercials? I was thinking, I think it would be great, you know, I was thinking about the camel on a Wednesday, hump day. I'm wondering if they ever talked to John Force to do something for them way back when. Because it would have been great, and people would have known who he was. Because I know people, they can't stand racing, but they know who John Force is. And just that deal with the camel, because John Force, I think, would have did something like that, because he does have a sense of humor. And no comment.
I'm trying to figure something out here. All right. I'm about to lose my plow truck feed. Even though I still have all right, we're about to get dumped. So, I will talk to you about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
And then we'll go to Las Vegas and we'll crash some more cars.
Okay. So, kerplow, everybody.